Praise God for our multi-talented, multilingual worship team.
感谢主赐给我们很好的敬拜小组。
Not too many churches in Eugene, can worship like we do.
教会尤金没有很多教会可以像我们教会有这样子有不同的语言来敬拜。
First of all, I want to welcome all of you, and especially anyone here for the first time. Would you stand up?
我想要、
so、recognize you.
花点时间来。邀请来欢迎第一次来到我们当中的新朋友。
Okay, we have a new couple here. Would you just tell us your name and where you're from?
告诉我们你的名字跟从哪里来。
My name is Greg, and this is my wife, Paula Braswell. We're from Eugene. We've lived here in Eugene almost 20 years.
Okay.
And we're glad to be here.
Okay, welcome.
Greg and Paula.
Anyone else?
还有没有第一次来到我们当中的？
Okay.Right. And also just a friendly reminder, we are encouraging everyone to bring their own cup or mug to church.
然后提醒大家一下，我们现在就正在提倡带自己的杯子来教会。
So we hope that you will all participate in the habit, and it will be our share of keeping.Protecting our wonderful environment that the Lord has provided us.
希望大家一起来共襄盛举，我们做神所创造的大自然的好管家。
And praise God, this morning we will continue to share from that wonderful Gospel of Matthew. We're about midway through the book.
我们现在马太福音的研习呢，已经到了大概一半了。
And maybe to start, let's turn to Matthew chapter 17, just four short verses.
我们来看一下十七章，我们先看这个短短的四节。
And I hope you could all see that. Can you see that? Okay. Why don't we read these verses together?
我们一起来读。
Okay? You could read in Chinese or English.
来读中文、英文都可以。
好，我们一起来。
到了加百农，有收丁税的人来见彼得说：“你们的先生不纳丁税，丁税约有半块钱吗？”
彼得说：“纳。”
他进了屋子，耶稣先向他说：“
西门，你的意思如何？世上的君王向谁所收关税、丁税？是向自己的儿子呢？是向外人呢？”要说世上外人，耶稣说，既然如此，
儿子就可以免税了，但恐怕触犯他们。
他们以前往海边去钓鱼，把身钓上来的鱼拿起来，
开了他的口，必得一块钱，可以拿去给他们做你我的税员。
我们祷告 ，Let's pray。天父，我们感谢你，感谢你的恩典。让我们今天能够来到你的圣殿，也感谢主。刚才我们所唱的诗歌提醒我们，真的在我们的生活当中有很多东西、很多事情能够引诱我们，但是我们要逐步的看着耶稣基督你自己。求神，你今天能够帮助我们，怎么样从你宝贵的话语学习，怎么样能够过着一个讨神所喜悦的。一个生活，求你带领保守我们今天的时间，这样祷告乃是奉靠主耶稣基督的名，阿门。好，我们再看，在还没有分享之前啊，我请一个爸爸跟一个孩子想来，就是我们可爱的文君弟兄跟
So we're going to start with a demonstration before the sermon. Pastor Ricky is going to invite Father, son,
Wen
Jun and Max to come up here.
Yeah, okay.Yeah, yeah, Max. I like Max. There you go. Come on, Max. Yeah. You know, in chapter 16 of Matthew that we shared a few weeks ago,
几个礼拜前我们讲到马太福音的十六章
you know, Jesus asked the, they were in a place called, Caesarea, Philippi.
那个时候，耶稣他们一群人在凯撒利亚腓立比那个地方。
And Jesus asked the disciples a very interesting question.
耶稣就问那个门徒，问他的门徒很有趣的一个问题。
Actually, two questions.
他问了两个问题。
One is, what do other people say I am?
他就问门徒说，人说我是
谁？Okay, so Max, let me ask you.
所以现在 Max 我来问你一个问题。
Your dad, when he goes to work, what does he do?
你爸爸去上班做什么？你知道吗？
Huh? He's a chemist.
So, someone may say,
my dad, your dad is a what?
A chemist. A scientist. There you go.
Scientist, wow, that's chemist.
Right, that's a good answer. Okay, tougher question. What does your dad do when he comes to church? Sunday school teacher!
Wow!
I didn't even tell him what, I was, so he, to other people, he may be a scientist, and
对其他人来说,
he may be a Sunday school teacher,
科学家,
right,
还有主学老师,
but,
但是,
but here's a very important question. So, what do you say he is to you?
Max, 你爸爸对你来讲是谁?
My dad! Hey,
你的爸爸, all right.
Alright, so when you get into trouble,
所以,
you never get in trouble, right?
你如果有什么困难的话,
yeah, once in a while, you may get in trouble.
也许偶尔会遇到一些困难的事情,
right. Who's the first person you go to for help?
你要去找谁呢?
Jesus! Now we can all go home.
讲到结束,
thank you. Give me five.
谢谢 Max 跟文君.
Wow. I didn't anticipate that answer.
没有想到 Max 会这样子.
Now I have to rethink my sermon.
所以下次我们要重新改过.
But that passage, the short passage we read just a while ago, well, Peter was in trouble, wasn't he?
我们刚读到这个就讲到彼得他陷入了一个困难.
And what kind of trouble was he in?
什么样的困难呢?
At that time, there was a temple tax that every Jewish male between 20 to 50 years old had to pay.
就是那个时候有一个要交给殿圣殿里的税，是所有的犹太男人呢是在25岁到。
And there was an argument about, well, is this a voluntary tax or a mandatory tax? But all Orthodox traditional Jews are expected to pay this tax to support the maintenance of their temple in Jerusalem.
所有正统的犹太教徒，他们都会付这个钱去 support 去维修他们那个圣殿。
So you don't have to raise your hands, but there must be some people, men here that's between 20 and 50, right?
一定有我们当中一定有男生是25到50岁当中的，对不对？
I'm beyond that.
牧师已经超过了。
So I don't have to pay any tax to,
对, 牧师不用
to maintain this building.
付这个圣殿税。
What if I say, everyone from 20 to 50, a male, they have to pay $200 a year to maintain our, our building here. It's all, a lot of maintenance needed.
那也许牧师会说, 假定了, 现在所有20岁到50岁的男生呢, 每年都要付200块钱, 来, 帮忙维修这个教会, 因为这个教会建筑物很老了。
Yeah, well, $200 about, for some of us, 2 days' wages, right?
这个对有些人来说呢，200块就是两天的工资。
And it's the same thing. Back in Jesus' time, the temple tax was what they call, two drachmas or 2 days' wages for an average person.
那么其实呢，在耶稣那个时代，他们的税也是差不多的，就是一个人他普通两天的工资。
Yeah, but Peter had a big problem.
但是呢，彼得问题就大了。
That tax, normally would be paid in March.
通常呢，这个税是三月要付的。
And now it's September.
然后已经到了九月。
And these tax collectors from the IRS came to him and asked.
IRS的收税的人就来找彼得了。
Does your teacher, your rabbi, pay this tax?
说你的夫子有没有付这个税啊？
And he of course says, sure, he pays.
然后彼得就说，当然付了。
But the problem was, he knew that Jesus hasn't paid.
但是他知道耶稣其实没有付。
Jesus was six months behind in paying his taxes.
耶稣已经欠税欠了六个月。
And worse, he knew Peter himself, he's behind 6 months in his taxes.
当然彼得也知道他本人也是六个月没有付税了。
Of course, behind that question that the tax collector asked was, hey, remind you guys are behind 6 months in paying your temple tax.
所以这个收税的人来问这个问题，说你们纳不纳的时候，意思就是提醒你已经迟了六个月了。
Peter, when he asked the question, a lot of times he made the mistake of speaking without going through his brain.
彼得呢，他最大的一个问题就是常常讲话不经过大脑。
He thought about it. Maybe he would answer that question a little bit differently. Maybe he should have gone like Max said. to Jesus first.
如果呢，他有先花时间想过，他可能就不会这么快讲出这答案。
But in your head, he just blurted it out. You know,
但是他没有想，他就直接讲出来了。
Impulsively, yeah, of course, my teacher pays this temple tax.
非常急的，就是非常急躁的，就是说，那、啊、当然了，我的老师当然有付这个税了。
But immediately Peter realized that he had said something that you know may get Jesus into trouble.
但是后来彼得就发现，哎，这样讲不对呀、啊，耶稣好像会陷入麻烦。
Oh, the tax collectors will now go to Jesus.
现在这个纳税人就要不，这个催税人就要跑去找耶稣了。
And these tax collectors would say to Jesus, "Hey, Peter, you know your number one disciple said this about you."
然后呢，他们就会说，哎，耶稣，你的这个。门徒当中最最带具代表性的领导，他这样说，说你会付这个税。
Temple tax, you know, but you are behind 6 months.
但是你已经迟缴六个月。
So Jesus, you know, where's your tax?
所以耶稣，你的钱在哪里
？So Peter was thinking, wow, this may happen.
所以彼得现在就在想说，那怎么办呢
？So he was in a panic.And I can imagine him rushing into the house before the tax collectors could get to Jesus.
他肯定是跑抢在那个催税的人前面，赶快跑去见耶稣。
You know, hoping to warn Jesus. You know, be careful, someone's going to come after you here.
要赶快警告耶稣说，等一下就有人来讲这件事情。
And more than that, you know, he's seen the you know miracles that Jesus performed.
那他当然也看过耶稣所行的神迹。
You know, what's 2 days' wages? You know, to Jesus,
对耶稣来说，两天的工资有什么了不起呢
？He fed you know 10,000 people.
他曾经喂饱10,000人。
So he was hoping perhaps that you know he gets to Jesus before the tax collectors and hoping that Jesus would come up with enough money, just enough money to pay both Jesus' own tax and Peter's tax.
所以也许呢，他就在期望，反正他早点去跟耶稣讲，耶稣可以把这个钱就是垫出来，而且还可以付不但是耶稣的，还有彼得的所欠的税。
But when Peter came before Jesus in the house.
但是当彼得来到耶稣面前的时候
，And we don't know if Jesus had overheard the conversation Peter had with the tax collectors, or by defined knowledge he knew what was in Peter's mind.
这个时候呢，耶稣好像已经知道是怎么一回事。也许他听到了那个 IRS 跟彼得的讲话，或者是也许他知道彼得心里面的想法。
But before Peter can open his mouth, Jesus interrupted him.
但是在彼得开口讲话之前，耶稣就已经打断他了。
And he asked Peter, he called him Simon, his Jewish name, Peter or Simon, from whom do the kings of the earth collect custom tax or poll tax from their sons or from strangers?
耶稣就先问彼得说：“世上的君王向谁征收关税、丁税？是向自己的儿子呢，还是向外人呢？”
That's a pretty simple question.
这是一个很简单的问题哦。
You know, of course, from strangers.
当然是向外人收。
Now the king wouldn't ask his own son, the prince, to pay a tax.
那个国王不会向王子要求赋税。
And then Jesus said, "You're right, Peter."
然后耶稣说，彼得说的没错。
You know, sons of the king are exempt.
要说是王的儿子，那就不用赋税了。
But so that we do not offend.Them, the tax collectors, go to the sea and throw in a hook and pick up the first fish that you catch.
但是呢，为了不要触犯这些人，我们就去赋税吧。你去海边，然后把那个钓鱼线沉到水里。
Yeah, and when you take that fish out of the water,
然后把鱼钓上来的时候
you find a coin that's enough to pay.Both your taxes.
就会在鱼的口里发现到一个足够付耶稣和彼得的税。
And this was at
Capernaum, which is a fishing town next to the Sea of Galilee.
这个地方呢，就是加百农，就在加利利海的旁边，所以它是一个渔业为主的一个城市。那个大概就硬币就这么大，所以呢，那个鱼肯定不是那么大。
I want those back, okay?
等一下还给牧师，牧师的私人收藏。
Bible really, you know, didn't say if Peter, you know, went around and, you know.Went to the lake or the Sea of Galilee and did what Jesus said, but I assume he did.
圣经里面并没有记载彼得后来去海边，然后做了耶稣叫他做的事情。但是我们想他应该是这样做的。
And things happen just the way that Jesus said it would.
然后后面就真的事情应该就是照着耶稣所说的成就了。
Yeah, otherwise, there probably wouldn't be a Gospel of Matthew, right?
否则就不会有马太福音。
Because you know Jesus would have been a liar, right?
因为这样呢，耶稣不就变成是说谎的了吗？
Now, I don't know how big Greg is. He'd stand up.
Greg 看起来是蛮高的一个人。
Will we admit that he's the biggest fellow here?
他是不是这里最高的人
did you play football?
Basketball.
Oh, basketball. Okay. Sit down. All right, thank you. But I can imagine Peter, this big, husky, rough guy, a fisherman.
但是可以想象的就是彼得呢，他是一个非常，非常有力气的，因为他是个渔夫。
He catches fish, but a lot at a time, not one at a time.
他通常捕鱼呢，是一次捕很多，不是钓一条。
Normally he would go out on a boat and cast his big net, and then just collect thousands of fish of all kinds.
他会开着船到外面去撒网，然后一下就几千条鱼上来，而且各种鱼。
If you come into my office.
如果你来到牧师的办公室里面
my office door is always open to anyone here.
任何人想要来找牧师聊天都可以进他的办公室
I have a duck
牧师有一只鸭子在里面
But I also have another animal
但是我还有另外一个动物
Huh? A husky? That's new, right?
你们猜猜看牧师办公室的另外一个填充玩具动物是什么 Where did you hide it?
I have to need a test and it's what you will find
大猩猩
Gorilla Hey What's that? A few years ago when Donald was still a young man
几年前呢当 Donald 还很年轻的时候
And he was poor seminary a Bible college student
那个时候他是个穷苦的神学生
He's so smart that he didn't have to study
但是呢，他成绩很好，他很聪明。
He has all kinds of time on his hand.
所以他很有时间，他没有花时间念书。
And he knows Pastor Ricky came from the same state that he did, Idaho.
然后他知道 Pastor Ricky 跟他两个都是从 Idaho 来的。
And so he, in his spare time, he made me a fishing rod.
所以他就用他的空闲时间做了一个小小的木的钓鱼。
I don't know how he did this on a single piece of wood.
我不知道他是怎么样用一块木头做出一个钓鱼竿，真的做出了一个小小的两个孔，然后可以穿那个钓鱼线。
Think of Matthew's story. I just break out laughing.
我就觉得很好笑
I said, here is Peter, this big guy, rushing down to the Sea of Galilee with this little rod and little line and little hook with a worm maybe at the end of the hook.
所以他就牧师就想象呢，彼得这个一个渔夫哈，很壮很高的，然后带着一根小小的钓鱼竿跑到加利利海去，把那个蚯蚓挂在那个鱼饵上，鱼钩上面，然后丢下去。
That to me that's very funny.
我觉得这很好笑。
But when Jesus called these disciples, what did he call them to be?
耶稣呼召这些门徒的时候，是要让他们来成为什么呢
？Fishers of what?
做得人的。
So they may think, it's like we casting out a net.
所以对他们来讲就好像撒网。
And we'll just grab whatever comes into the net.
然后我们就把网里面的东西通通拿起来。
That's what evangelists do.
其实传教不就是这样吗？宣教。
That's okay. But Jesus, I think, wants us to think of other ways to share the gospel.
但是我想，耶稣也是希望我们可以用别的方式来传福音。
One that requires a little more patience.
因为有时候传福音是需要耐心。
One that requires you to use tools that you've never thought you could use before.
有时候需要你去选择用你没有用过的工具。
And that's the other way.
那就是另外一个方式。
Sometimes even more effective way, a more personal way.
有时候甚至是更有效的。
To be a fisher.Of men.
作为得人的渔夫。
So I imagine Matthew, what was his occupation?
所以那么马太的职业是什么呢
He was a tax collector.
他是税吏。
I imagine when Matthew and Peter thought back, of this episode, they would both be laughing their heads off. The tax collector sharing this fish story with the, you know, penultimate professional fisherman.
就是这个马太他是税吏，然后他分享这个故事给 渔夫。
Yeah, see, Peter's fish.
所以这个就是彼得的鱼。
When Irene and I were in Israel, I don't know how many of you have been to Israel. We were at the Sea of Galilee.
牧师跟 Irene 去以色列的时候，有去加利利海。
Near Capernaum.
就是加百农附近。
And every restaurant you go into,
你去所有的餐厅
，they serve Peter's fish.
他们都有道菜叫彼得的鱼。
I would open the fish's mouth, and it's dead, you know. But the only thing that I could find is like a piece of a lemon.
你说打开鱼的嘴巴就有一块柠檬。
I never found two days of wages.
没有在里面找到两天的工资。
Wrong fish. Imagine, all right, you know, Jimmy, you study mathematics, right?
想象一下 ，Jimmy 是学数学。
Tell me, what are the odds of Peter putting this line into the Sea of Galilee of catching a fish?
彼得在加利利钓鱼，钓到鱼。
The right amount of money to pay for, you know, the taxes.
可以付丁税。
What's the odds of that?
这样子的几率是多少？
well, the, you know, the safe answer is near zero.
几乎是零，这样的几率几乎是零。
Near zero. Yeah, you know, I mean that's, you know, ever since Jesus, you know, asked the disciples and Peter answered the question, "Who I am," and he said, "You are the Christ." The Son of the Living God, from that point on, everything that Jesus did before his disciples is to prove that what Peter said was right on.
自从门徒问耶稣问门徒说，你说我是谁？然后彼得说了，你是基督永生神的儿子。从那时候开始，耶稣所说的、所做的，都是为了让门徒知道他的身份确实是这样。
He is the Christ.
他就是基督。
The anointed one, the promised Messiah.
他是被高的，他是应许要来的那位弥赛亚。
He's not Elijah. He's not John the Baptist. He's not Jeremiah. He's not any other prophet. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the living Son of God.
他不是施洗约翰，他不是以利亚，他也不是其他的先知，他是永生神的儿子。
Oh, this miracle, it may be kind of funny.
这个神迹也许是很有趣、很好笑。
A short story.
是一个短短的故事。
But it's so unique.
但是却很特别。
It's only recorded in Matthew.
只有在马太福音里面有。
Only one about money.
而且是唯一一个有关系。
And the only one that Jesus helped himself.
而且还是耶稣做了，是帮助自己，不是帮助。
So he got enough to pay not only Peter's tax, but also his tax.
所以他是付了他跟彼得两个人的税。
But what does this simple story teach us?
但是这个故事告诉我们什么呢？
That Jesus sympathizes with us.
就是耶稣他同情我们。
You know, he was in the same situation that Peter was.
因为他跟彼得算是在同一条船上。
Yeah, he was behind 6 months and paying his tax.
他也是六个月没有付税。
Isn't that great that Jesus understands us and sympathizes with us?
耶稣真的是了解我们的软弱。
And also Jesus understands who Peter was.
然后同时呢，耶稣也了解彼得是谁。
His temperament.
他的个性。
Too quick to speak.
就是讲话太快。
And too quick to make this judgments.
太快下论断。
So even before he opened his mouth, Jesus stopped him.
所以就在他说话之前，耶稣就先制止他了。
Now, the Heavenly Father stopped Peter another time.
还有另外一次也是制止彼得。
Up on that mountain when Jesus presented himself in a glimpse of glory.
就是在登山变相的时候，耶稣在荣光中显现。
With Elijah and Moses up there on the mountain.
摩西跟以利亚都在那里。
What did Peter say?
彼得说什么呢？
Wouldn't it be nice to just pitch a tent here for
他说主啊，
one for you, Jesus, one for Elijah, one for Moses.
一座给耶稣，一座给以利亚，一座
给摩西。In Peter's heart, he probably said one for Peter.
彼得心里面搞坏，想说再一座
给我。Maybe not as big, but big enough for a big guy like me. But somebody interrupted him.
但是有人打断他。
The Father in heaven.
就是天父的。
This is my son with whom I am pleased.
Listen to him.
So Peter is used to being interrupted.
I'm
an interrupter. But Jesus understood Peter. He knew that what he needed at the time was not a good, scolding. He had a problem that needs to be solved. So he says, Simon, does the king collect taxes from his sons? And Peter gave the right answer, no. Not only that, it's not just to have Peter assure that he is in a different position than the rest of the people. In a way, a son of the king. Like we are sons and daughters. But beyond that, Jesus also helped him.
In his immediate
need, the need for the 2 drachmas to pay the tax so he would not be embarrassed. And he would not embarrass his Lord. If you are helped by Jesus in some way, remember, don't turn that into an embarrassment for the Lord.
我们, 受耶稣帮助的时候,
don't disappear after you were helped.
也就是说呢, 不要受完帮助之后立刻就消失了。
Peter didn't disappear.
彼得没有消失。
He followed, I believe, Jesus even more.
他更加专心地跟随耶稣。
Because he knew who Jesus was. Didn't Jesus say that someone greater than the temple is here?
因为耶稣曾经说过，在这里有一人比殿更大。
Back in chapter 12.
这个是在马太福音12章。
Someone who is the Lord of the Sabbath is here.
他这个人呢，就是安息日的主。
Peter made that connection.
彼得这个时候想通了。
Have you made that connection?
你有没有想通呢?
The one who helped you, who understands you, who sympathizes with you, is the Lord of the temple.
帮助你了解你同情你的人,
is the Lord of the Sabbath.
就是安息日的主, 是圣殿的主。
So Peter, many, many years later,
所以很多年之后,
can say in his first letter, the lesson that Jesus wanted him to learn more than anyone, I believe, is to be humble. Not trying to solve your problem your way. As unusual as it was for Peter to take that line with this fishing rod, with a hook, he obeyed.
耶稣让彼得拿个钓鱼竿去钓鱼,
so in his older days, he said, humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time.
所以到彼得老年的时候, 他这样子说, 所以你们要自卑, 伏在神大能的手下, 到了时候,
and 当这个中文说, 又泪share给神的时候,
and the Chinese says, cast your anxiety on him.
Yeah, and there's, as Sarah said so well, cast!
Cast 是什么意思? 什么样一个动作呢?
How many of you, I don't know, how many of you actually fish?
有没有人在钓鱼的, 这里?
Wheel fishing, okay?
真的会钓鱼的,
one of these rods that, you have to cast out,
你要这样子把鱼钩给甩出去。
That word, share. Cast.
就是这个动作。
Here you're worrying. I made this hook today.
这个是牧师今天用回纹针做的鱼钩。
Put your worries on this hook.
把你的忧虑放在这个鱼钩上面。
cast it out into the sea.
然后把它丢出去到海里。
Depending on the Lord.
然后依靠神，会为我们预备。
He understands you.
他理解我们。
He sympathizes you.
他同情我们。
He will provide your need beyond your imagination.
他也会超过我们所求所想的来帮助。
Cast all your anxiety on Him.
所以把我们一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念我们。
That all goes back to Max's wonderful answer.
刚刚 Max 在这边讲了一个非常好的答案。
Yeah. Who do you say I am?
你们说我是谁？
Jesus asked each one of us.
耶稣现在也问我们每一个人，你说我是谁？
Can you answer with certainty today?
你可不可以很确定的回答？
You are the Christ.
就是你是基督。
The Son of the Living God.
永生神的儿子。
Even if I run to my dad when I'm in trouble. And Max, maybe, are you in trouble now?
我们有困难的时候就是到我们的天父那里去。
I run to my dad because to me, he represents Jesus.
我们有困难的时候会找我们地上的父亲，因为呢，他就代表着耶稣一样。
So today,And we won't read through this, but if you have time, go back and look up the origin of this temple tax.
所以如果你有兴趣的话呢，请你去找这个殿税，这个丁税的来源。
Yeah, it was a tax to support the tabernacle and then the temple.
一开始的时候是为了要会幕，维持会幕，后来是。
And also, it's called a tax, you know, of atonement.
也就是说，后来也叫赎罪祭，赎罪的税。
You know.Really, you know, the money does not atone for our sins.
当然，你给钱并不代表你就可以把你的罪赎干净。
But what was the purpose for God to establish the, you know, this tax?
那么，神让我们付这个税是什么意思？
To teach obedience.
让我们学习顺服。
We don't do things because we, you know, want to do them, but because God told us to do something.
不是我们心里面希望怎么做就随心所欲的做，而是因为神告诉我们这样做，所以我们这样做。
And two, this tax has to be paid $200 year after year.
而且这个税是每年都要付。
Because that's just a representation of the atonement, which is only possible for our sins from the Lord's sacrifice on the cross.
因为这代表着耶稣基督在十字架上为我们的罪死，所以才能够洗净我们的罪。
The law is a good teacher.
律法是一个好的老师。
But the law by its obedience does not save.
但是
Only one person can save us.
只有一个人能够使我们得救。
And that is the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是主耶稣基督。
But it's good to obey. To obey the law.
顺服律法是好的。
As a responseOur response to God's grace.
因为这是我们回应神恩典的一个方式。
And this story, simple story,
非常简单。
Of Peter's fish,
彼得的鱼的故事
came after some pretty heavy stuff.
之前可是发生了一些比较沉重的事情。
When Jesus told the disciple once again,
之后耶稣又对他的门徒说。
The Son of Man is going to be betrayed into the hands of men.
就人子必须会被出卖。
They will kill me.
他们会杀我。
But on the third day,
但是第三天
I will be raised to life.
我会复活。
And the disciples were not happy to hear that news.
那个时候门徒都不太高兴听到这个事情。
Matthew said,They were filled with grief.
按照马太的记载呢，门徒的心里面都充满了哀伤。
Because you see, brothers and sisters, the cross was still before them.
因为他们的面前还有十字架。
But for us,
但是对我们来说是没有的。
Where's the cross?
我们的十字架在哪里呢？
It's behind us.
在我们的后面。
We look back.Our hearts are not filled with grief.
我们回头看十字架作为我们的依靠，所以我们就不会像门徒一样大大的忧愁。
Today is the Lord's Supper.
今天是领主餐的日子。
We come to remember what
Christ had done on the cross.
We come to
celebrate.
我们一起来庆贺,
celebrate the victory that's already won.
耶稣已经战胜了。
And Edison, our worship leader, already alluded to these verses.
刚刚我们在唱诗歌的时候已经有读到这一段经文。
Why don't we read this verse in Chinese and then in English? It's short.
我们先读中文再读英文。
As a way of preparing our hearts
来预备我们的心,
for the Lord's Supper. Okay? 我们起来。
我们既然有一位已经深入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道路。因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠。
Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Praise God. We can cast our cares unto Jesus. We can celebrate His victory over death. And we can enjoy the fellowship through the Holy Spirit.
As
we are doing today. So next we'll prepare for the Lord's Supper. And there's a short chorus that we can sing together. And we get with the Magdalena.